fantastic. So you became famous, or relatively so, because you went on social media and had a few things to say. Tell us about that moment when you decided that this is what you were going to do. Now, okay, let's go back a little bit. When did you matriculate? When did you go to university? What did you want to do with your life? And of course, give us maybe some of you. Who are you and where are you from? Bachelor of Accounting Science. That sounds like something that should be employable.
Accounting it is. Science. Well, that's what we all thought when we enrolled for the course. But you know, they've upped the game when it gives you tasks. Especially, you know, when you come from the University of Limpopo, you just have a hard time to find a job out there. It's really difficult. Right now, they want you to have a CTA, which is basically an honors degree. You know. So if you don't have it, a mere degree, there is just a piece of paper. You won't get anything.
And but mind you, it takes you how many years to get a degree? 3 years?
It took me five. No,
five
it's
years.
A 4-year degree, they accepted without the honors. You know, at other universities, it's three, including the 4th year to the honors. But there, it's 4 years degree alone. You just have to do the honors degree. So. On top of that, it took me 5 years. You know,
so you've got the honors.
But I did it still.
Oh, okay. I got you. So now, how long have you been sitting without employment, darling?
I've been unemployed the whole year. The last year, I was looking for work until I just, let me just sit down and take a break.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
It's depressing as well. It absolutely is. All right. So you mentioned that if you are from the University of Limpopo, is there a stigma against the University of Limpopo out there?
I think so. Especially with our course, it's like the people don't trust our accreditation. It's really hard, man. It's really, really hard.
Yeah. So do you feel like you should
only a few. Like we depend on this certain company to hire us. People from the University of Limpopo usually don't apply to like this big companies, because you just know we don't stand a chance.
But it's a university, what's happening?
I don't know, hey? I really don't know.
They
don't
have
trust our accreditation. I don't think we do. We just have to rely on the small medium firms and the government,
But what's your opinion? Do you think they teach? Do they teach?
Pardon?
In your opinion, do you think the course, the teachers, the lecturers, do you think they're doing a good job?
They are. My degree is equivalent to the person who did it in UP, UJ. It's just a different method of teaching, but trust, we do the same thing. I mean, I used to study with my UJ's friends' material. It was the same thing.
All right, so now so that was you before the social media thing happened, and then you went on social media and you did the thing, you made the pots. What is you now? What happened? How has been the response? What have people said? What was the most shocking response that you've received?
The people have been there for me, in a million way. And they're strangers, I don't even know them. I mean, oh my goodness. Those people were telling me to DM them, they'll send me that. Email addresses and tell me to email them my CVs. Oh my goodness. And then this guy just gave me his employee number. He's like, sometimes it's better when you do an employee referral, you stand a better chance. He doesn't even know
Are you doing that, my love? Are you actually getting up and doing all those things? Because it seems like it's overwhelming. There's a lot.
You know, I've never spent so many things in my life. On Sunday, I'm sure I spent like 15
Fantastic. Fantastic. One of those will come through for you. One of those will pull. Let's say 2019.
I'm crossing fingers. You don't understand.
No, 2019 will be the year for nice things. Into nice things. Yeah. So what is your ideal job? What is the job that you'd say, okay, if I got this job, I'll be satisfied, I'll be content? Hello? Ooh, where did she go? And then what happened?
She's getting another call.
It's not her, it's... Hello?
Hello?
You've called into the studio. Wonderful young man. It's just gone 7:36. I'm going to take a quick ad break while I figure out what just happened in my studio. In my studio!
Password.
Time for a break. Look, I missed her name. It's time. Makisufu. Alright, let's try and phone Gahiso back and get to find out more about her and her current state of affairs. I mean, that was a terrible way that we got cut off from that conversation. It is 7:39. Wake up, good morning, rise and shine. It is the third day of the year. Yes, it is the third day of 2019. Let's make things happen. We've got Gahiso back on the line. Good morning and welcome back to the AM Drive. Apologies for that terrible getting cut off.
Alright, thank you for having me again.
Alright, so do you still remember what we were talking about?
We're talking about your ideal job.
No, we're talking about your ideal job.
Alright.
Yes, we've got a mastermind.
Do you get that? Okay. Well, my ideal job, I studied accounting science. So basically, the dream is CASA. So as of now, I wanted to start away with my article and be an audit trainee or an accounting trainee at a psych accredited firm.
Yes, girl.
That's what I wanted to
put it out into that universe. Let them know what you want. You must always say that. Every single morning when you wake up, you must say that. This is what I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. And you'll be surprised. Magic can happen. All right. Where can people get a hold of you? People who might still want to help you. Not saying that you haven't already been overwhelmed by help, but perhaps there might be one more person that might want to call you up and organize an interview or something. Where can they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on my cell number. It's 071-411-388. I'm going to repeat it again. It's 071-411-388. Or they can email me at Kagi Boledi, which is KAGIBOLEDI 18@icloud.com.
On icloud.com. That was a big name. Can you say it again?
Kagi Boledi. KAGIBOLEDI 18@icloud.com. Kagi Boledi 18@icloud.com.
@icloud.com. So anybody that is interested in speaking to you can get a hold of you either on your cell phone number or on your email address. Do you have Facebook? Do you have Twitter? Of course you've got Twitter.
I have Twitter. I'm no longer on Facebook. They can obviously find me on Twitter. Yes, my handle is @PhoenixShiny. PhoenixShiny. Or they can just search Hire a Graduate.
Yeah, it's trending.
@PhoenixShiny_Lee.
Shiny. All right. Did you ever imagine that you'd become somewhat of a Twitter sensation celebrity when you posted that?
No, not at all.
What were you expecting?
Not
one or
all.
Two ass sort of body?
It blew up like that. I mean, I wasn't even aware there was an article. A friend of mine who stays in the States showed me the article.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So
look, just
went up. It blew up.
It goes to say that you're not the only one who's struggling.
It's a cry for every graduate out there.
Yeah.
It's really sad. It's really depressing, you know, to sit at home with a degree And it's clear that you thought that you would get a job even before, you would get a contract even before you write a final exam. But things change. I mean, people are up the game these days. You know, the marketing is very, very competitive. The market is very competitive.
Market. Yeah, market is tough these days. All around, everyone is struggling. But definitely, thank you so much for crying and crying out loud, because the whole nation cried with you. And a lot of people resonated with your story. And when they watch you succeed, they have hope as well. So thank you so much for sharing your story with the whole nation at large. And hopefully the next time we speak to you, you'll be something, something of a something, something.
Thank you so much for having me. You don't know how much this means to me. This is one of the things that I say people are coming through for me. I mean this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank
I
you,
appreciate it with all of my heart.
It's an absolute pleasure. Keep on keeping on, girl. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. 2019 is the year of nice things.
I believe so.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Kagiso from Lebowakgomo, a young graduate who is struggling to find her feet in life. She definitely came through and said to the people of the people, guys, I need a job. And Twitter, you know, recently there was a situation where somebody was also complaining about school fees. I don't know if you saw that thread.
No. I'm sorry. When I saw that, I was like, wait, hold on. How much?
What are you complaining about? People want to start dedicating.
Like, when I saw it, I actually just said, you know what? It's either I am broke or I'm not in that situation. Like, take her to a cheaper school. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
A month, it's like 1.8 a month, and one actually grade R or King. I'm like,
but
no.
School is expensive these days.
I get it. That's why I said, when I saw that thread, I shared it and said, you know what? Maybe I am broke. Maybe I don't understand the situation because I'm...
No, you haven't started parenting.
You understand. So
yeah.
I admitted that and said, okay, fine. But damn.
You can take them to a cheaper school, which would ultimately mean a government school. But a lot of parents are against that.
Yes.
You know, a lot of parents these days want to stick to the star schools, want to stick to the, you know what I mean, private schools. Because we imagine education is the most important thing. So if you're going to sacrifice anything... sacrifice when it comes to a child's education.
You know?
So 1.8 is hectic, and so everybody decided to pay. I hope those people pay. Hey, oh, I've got you for May,
oh,
I've got you for June, I've got you for April.
I
hope they actually do help her out.
Media.
Well, I'm trying to think what can be my next. I want to cry also on social media,
you know?
Guys.
You know,
it
yeah.
seems like the country is ready to help.
Yeah, yeah. And this is one of many, I must tell you, that I've seen so many other threads of.
But lately, I don't know if it's been going on for a while or maybe getting like a tomango di bona these days. But lately, it's like I'm finding a lot of these social media helps each other.
Yeah, I remember there was a guy, and people responded, and he even posted the response of people, like people who bought him things, he even posted the pictures. I guess it's as proof that no, these people really pulled through for me. So it's been happening a lot. In a word, it's now coming into the limelight.
No, I need to start crying also. I need to find something to cry about. It's 7:46, my love. It's 7:46. It's time for you to give us that sports update. It is 7:47 now on One Nation FM. This is the AM drive that you are listening to. It's time for us to go for that sports update. Join us again at 8 o'clock.
88.9.
Why am I saying join us again?
To get into watching some of what we're going to be talking about this morning. So just going to kill the next 2 minutes and discuss the social media situation for the next 2 minutes before we get into 8:30. Millennials' odds of for depression rise with social media use. A new study found that depressed students tend to use social media more often and are more heavily addicted to social media. Millennials struggling with depressions aren't being helped by the use of Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat. A new study has reported college students who meet the criteria for major depressive disorder tend to use social media more often and are more heavily addicted to social media, researchers have found. They are also more likely to use social media in ways that exasperate or highlight their depression, the study said. For example, depressed young adults are more likely to compare themselves on social media to people who appear better off than them, said first author Anthony Robinson. He's a research assistant in the psychology department at Texas. I almost said the other word, Texas. At Texas State University. I didn't say it, didn't I? People who post to Facebook or Instagram take pains to portray themselves in a flattering light, Robinson said. If people are making comparisons based on this inflated image that's being presented, it can cause feelings of inferiority, Robinson said. Depressed young adults are also more likely to be bothered if tagged in an unflattering picture, less likely to post pictures of themselves with other people, and more likely to self-censor what they posted to avoid the judgment of others, results have shown. They're all true. Those are all true. But does that mean we are depressed? For the study, Robinson and his colleagues asked 504 undergraduates at Texas State to complete an online survey. The survey assessed their social media use and asked a variety of psychological questions. Those with symptoms of depression reported behaviors like excessive sleeping, feelings of hopelessness and guilt, or a loss of pleasure in activities they used to enjoy. About 16% of the students met the criteria for major depression disorder, which Robinson said was an extremely high proportion, 16%. Major depressive disorder affects nearly 7% of Americans 18 and older in any given year, according to the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health. Young adults 18 to 25 are the age group most likely to have had a major depressive episode in 2016, around 11%. I don't know. But because this was an observational study, the researchers can't say in what direction the association between depression and social media works, noted Joseph McGuire, an assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral science at Johns Hopkins Children's Center in Baltimore. Is it that people who tend to be on social media more then start to feel depressed? Or is it that the people who are more depressed are more withdrawn, and this is their only social contact? If I spend 2 hours a day, I'm more likely to be a little bit down or depressed compared with someone who only spends 20 minutes a day. I found this to be true. Or do I never go out because I'm depressed, but I still want social contact? Okay, so is it either or? Do you know what I mean? Is it that people are already depressed, and so therefore they indulge in social media because they cannot go out into public spaces because they're depressed? Or are they depressed because, you know, they're spending so much time on social media, and then that causes the depression? You know what I mean? But for me personally, I found that the less time I spend on social media, the less depressed I am. Because if I spend like 2 hours, so now I'm getting to watch like Snowman's page, and Snowman's doing well, top billing, and then I watch Snowman's page, Snowman's doing well, top billing, and then, you know, you start to really scrutinize certain things, and then the world looks like it's all having a great blast except for you. But if you spend maybe like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and focus on important things, things that matter, then you don't really get to see this fake facade of how everyone is top billing. So maybe the key might be in spending less time. Although I'm sure for young people that sounds so absurd. I don't know. Anyway, it is time for us to go into our first interview for today. Very exciting. I mean, these two young men, I got chills when I was speaking to them during the break. So I'm really excited to have them in studio today. They are amazing and most inspiring. So do stick around. We are going to be talking to them after this.
88.9 FM. Welcome to the People Station. One Nation FM.
It is now 8:33. It's time for me to speak to these two young men who are in studio. Young men, welcome to the AM Drive. Please do introduce yourselves respectfully, and we'll get into it right away.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is Tawo Chitaba. I'm the chairperson of
066
in agriculture.
Nice.
Yeah.
My name is Tavo Kone from Teflop.
Can we get a nice thing for ID for that, because we are representing
88.9 FM. Welcome to the People Station. One Nation FM.
This is the Tavo movement, isn't it? Maybe that's why I'm getting chills. This is definitely a Tavo movement. I'm sorry to disturb you. Let's go again.
As I was saying, I'm Thabo Kole from Teflo, a co-founder of Teflo Skills Development, which deals with the media. It's a media house company.
Nice. Okay, this is exciting.
Yeah,
so these young men are included today because they've done something against the grid. They've done something out of the grid. They've done something that a lot of you would probably not do. You probably think of doing, but you would have to go, but then I still have this, and I still have that, and I still have this, and I've got my own problem. You know, so a lot of us don't do what you guys have done, and that's why I think you are here today. Talk to us about what exactly it is that you did.
Okay.
So
last week, a few weeks ago, we had a situation.
That's why we need to
block
which
there was
a person
from Malanka. That guy was dating a girl from Teflo. So it happens that they were no longer dating. So that guy posted nude videos of that lady. So we, as the civil organizations around the community, it came to our attention that. We cannot allow such things to take place because one year we must defend the community. There's no community without us. And remember, the development is for the people, by the people. Who are the ones who is going to do the development in our community. So I think my brother here will elaborate more.
Nice, Mando.
I think whatever that happened in Mangwim was out of order. That's why we, as the young people, representing a young person was victimized by a culprit who himself come from Mpumalanga in our province, uploading such videos, condoning tribalism by naming everything in Facebook that a girl was trying to please the teacher to promote the lady to go to. Nonsense things was happening. So we, as the leaders of civic organization in the category of youth, we have to attend to such matters. We came with a resolution. We did hashtag hands off Musima, which is the victim, and then the community started to support the campaign together with Gauteng, Northwest, all over the world. People started to support the campaign on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Then that situation of them supporting us on Facebook empowered us. Mm-hmm. Empowered us so that we have to make sure that we go to all the local schools, educate our people, our learners about the social lifestyle that they should adopt. They should not adopt negativity, but themselves should find positivity within that negativity. Whatever that happened was out of order. We were not happy, but we are happy that we did some resolution on that one.
Okay, before I ask you what is it, to explain to me a bit more what it is that you did, let's just unravel what exactly happened. So there was a young man from Mpumalanga who was dating Musima, who is in Teflo. They broke up, I assume, and then this man decided to post on social media a video or a picture of a naked Musima, right? It's a video. And then I hear you speaking about tribalism. Now, where does tribalism come into this picture?
It is happening in our country, unfortunately, that province versus province. Mm-hmm. We have discovered that as leaders in the youth. And this thing is rising in music industry, mm-hmm. whereby when one of the Limpopo tribe, by all means, to promote good music, themselves in other province go against the person that are supporting each other.
But now when it comes to Musima, what did said guy do that suggested that he was being tribalistic? Did he diss Tef? What did he do?
He just said himself on Facebook that look at Limpopo's cheap girls.
Oh, okay.
So that was the situation that we, as Limpopo leaders, we have to attend to that matter.
He mentioned something like babies.
Mm.
It's not a baby, that one.
Come on.
It's not a baby.
Pulana.
It's Pulana.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's come from
Mpumalanga.
Bushbuckridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look at you, I just felt like exposed there. Like, I felt insulted because, Limpopo, guys. So he said, look at Limpopo's cheap girls.
Yes.
Okay. And she posted a nude video of her. So that was a tag on the video.
Mm-hmm.
And was he in this video?
Himself?
No.
No. The girl, like, when we were, like, dating, you know, the relationship in between when we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
We even sent nude photos because we trust each other.
Yeah.
So the guy took advantage of that process.
2019.
He uploaded that video and then he started to create account, fake account named Musima, and the account were explaining like the fake life of Musima, which Musima didn't even do in her lifetime.
Like what?
He highlighted that whatever Musima did was trying to please the teacher, Mr. Mojapelo, from
for that video.
Yeah, so like people were like believing in that story because they didn't know the side, the other part of the story of Musima. That's where we came in, so that we alerted people that this is a culprit and this is an evil person. He's trying to do this to our young lady and we can't have this. The people, and then boom, started to support the campaign and then gone against the first story.
Yeah, but there's a piece of this puzzle that's missing and I don't think you guys can provide it because this guy's clearly very scorned. I mean, this is quite a hectic revenge mission. We'd like to find out why, but I don't think you guys can answer this question. So let's talk about some of the steps that you took to protect. So you launched the hashtag. That's the first thing that you did.
Yes.
Did you guys meet Musima? Did you know Musima before you did this?
No, not before. But in the process of addressing this matter, we had to attend to Musima and the family. We sat down with them at their home, and then we explained the vision on this campaign, and then they approved it, and then we, as leadership, we started to do the campaign. After the campaign, there was a march from Parking Yazunwan to Palik. And then we did this march, a peaceful march. People started to attend to that march. Hashtag hands off Musima, respect our women. Do you guys would not take advantage of those news videos and what and start to bring our ladies down?
Wow. Very inspiring and so reminiscent of, like I've said during the break, hashtag not in my name essay. But I'd like to ask you individually, what drew you personally to this case? Like when you saw this video, what happened that made you say, I want to take a stand for this woman?
Okay, personally myself, I didn't know Musima before, but then I saw the video, then I was told that this lady is from around. Mind you, we are working as organizations. We have there were three organizations involved. There was Tefalop Social Lifestyle Channel, Tefalop Skills Development, and Youth Justice, and also Causes for Students. So the Youth Justice, they came with this initiative that we must support her, and all of us, we agreed to that motion. Then that's when we started to invest our time to save that lady. It happened that on Wednesday, when they were opening in schools, we took Musima from home to school and we told those learners on their prayers to tell them that they must support Musima since he's one of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they're in the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So if they humiliate her, where will she feel free?
Mm-hmm.
So we managed to take her to school. We addressed those learners. They now support her. There's no longer hashtag what Musima, this Musima, that is hashtag hands off Musima.
Wow, that is amazing, really. And do you want to answer that question?
Yes, personally, I was like embarrassed as a young person based on the comments that were following on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They were not commenting on my page before because I didn't like going within Musima's situation.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever that happened was out of order personally for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is evilness which we should deal away within the community of Mangueng, within the community of South Africa together
mm-hmm.
in the world. Because that doesn't promote any positivity without the social life of the community.
Mm-hmm.
But itself promote a distance between us as young people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would also take this time and blame the elders. That the elders within the community, they're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Themselves, they know much, of course, because they've been there. But they are there in the taverns, always drinking beers, always enjoying themselves, pay them all the pension. They're not attending to young people.
Mm-hmm.
When they see me smoking maybe ganja or cigarettes, they must sit down with me, not because he is one of my parents or what, just as a community leader, as a young person. You must sit with me, you must give me direction in life.
Mm-hmm.
You must stop this tendency of saying that with these boys disrespect. There's no solution there. And this generation is going far. Now we are taking our own decision. Now I take my own decision. If I take the trouser down, then I like no one tell me anything. This is my life. Because of the generation of 50 somewhere to 80s, they failed themselves to maintain that justice to the young people, to the generation of today.
Mm-hmm.
Not forgetting that themselves, when they were growing up, when they tried to drink beer, there was another leader from individual person who is older than the one who is doing negativity. And
sat down with the person, of course I have that information, he will give you direction in life. That's why today we've got more people who are so well matured, because the generation of back there when things were like hard, they give the 50s up to 80s generation the good direction in life. So why are we as youth, we are not given that direction, but we're being blamed that we disrespect, we don't have respect. In that disrespecting process, where is the solution? Are you bringing solution to us as the generation of 90s up to, you understand the situation?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, young man. I'm definitely, okay, not because of what you've just said, but because this is just a question I wanted to ask. How old are you guys?
21, 23.
Yeah?
I'm turning 23 or not?
Yeah, I'm turning 22 myself, yeah.
21 and 23?
No, 22, 23, like, when?
Okay, you're turning 22 and you're turning 23?
Yeah.
You're turning 23, you're turning 22. Okay, so you're in tertiary?
Yes, yes.
What are you studying?
Mm-hmm.
What are you studying? Agriculture, I assume.
Yeah, no, I'm not in agriculture. It's just I'm responding to the presidential call. I mean, the president
didn't,
he like, no, you go in agriculture, so I respect my president, so I have to go there.
Overful.
Yeah.
So what are you studying?
I'm studying public administration at UNISA.
Are you still studying?
Yes, I'm still studying.
Okay. And yourself?
Public administration and local government, University of Limpopo, final year.
Yeah! Chesawera! Yeah! Chesawera! Well, but then it's Kalemos.
Yeah, only a few months left.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Where do you guys see yourselves in the future? Because you are very inspiring as young people, but what are some of your goals for the future?
I will specifically build for my side, will go for this side. I need to build a youth project that will positively affect the youth by education, because that's the only important tool that is leaking or distancing between the youth and the elders.
Mm-hmm.
So we must make sure that we don't build a workshop the way by we'll spend 150 per day for a workshop, not mention the catering, you understand, but let it build the strategy, because of now, I come from the next to the University of Limpopo. I think in the University of Limpopo there's advocates, professors, you know, those intellectual people. And then this project will like make sure that themselves get in between so that they can bring this social life. The social life is the only thing that is leaking or distancing from the situation of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that is leaking. Education.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And yourself, young man?
Myself, in the future, I just want to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm working parallel with the government, because I've realized in South Africa there's lack of job opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have I came with an initiative of establishing a media company, of which is going to cater and create some job opportunity for individuals who are jobless.
Mm-hmm.
For example, last year we were having these other two ladies from University of Limpopo. They are studying media, so we were offering them some practicals, something like that, because they must be free.
Mm-hmm.
So we give them practicals. When time goes by, I think we will be a well-established. The initiative, the aim, is to build a TV channel, of which we are in the process of registering a broadcasting license with ICASA.
You must also be in the process of getting advertisers, because that's the hard part. That's the real hard part. And then the content.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds very interesting. May your light never be dimmed. May your light continue to shine. We need more like you, so continue to shine so that you may inspire others to shine along with you. Thank you so much for coming into studio. All the best to you guys with every single thing that you plan to endeavor to try to accomplish in your life. Never be discouraged.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Failure is not defeat. You just need to get up and try again. Keep on going.
Yeah, in conclusion, they can follow us on Facebook, Teflop Social Lifestyle Channel.
Nice.
That's our Facebook page.
Yeah, also myself, you can also follow me on Thabo Maspala personally.
Maspala.
Yeah, you know, M-A-S-P-A.
What is Maspala?
No, actually, it was a nickname.
Wait, not Maspala.
Yeah, this one is the cancer, I'm the Maspala. We were like nicknamed back there, we were just like growing. And then
nice.
The Facebook page is Teflop Skills Development in Agriculture. Yeah.
So we've got Teflop Skills Development in Agriculture, and we've got
Teflop Social Lifestyle Channel.
Nice.
Mm.
very inspiring young men, guys. I wish we were in a hall, we could all say, let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah, thank you
so much. It's an absolute pleasure. We are going to go for a quick ad break, Renoying Mezi. But then when we come back, it's almost the end of the show, but it's not yet the end of the show. So I'm still here, Hoshi's still here, Des Junior is still here, Malumama 2000 is still here in the mix. We will be saying goodbye shortly, but we are still here. Let's go for a quick ad break. This is One Nation FM, the only talk radio station worth talking about.
88.9 FM. Welcome to the People Station. One Nation FM.
Kids these days are smart, and when you're competing for their attention against their smartphones, you need to make smart choices. Like using Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil in every meal you make. It's naturally cholesterol-free and approved by the Heart and Stroke Foundation as part of a balanced eating plan. So whether you're cooking, frying, or baking,